This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The first ever criminal trial of a former U.S. president is resuming this morning. Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York.
This case is highly unconstitutional. It's presided over by a very conflicted judge.
Former President Trump, before going into the courtroom, Stormy Daniels concluded her steamy testimony yesterday, alleging she had sex with Donald Trump. The AP's Donna Warder.
On Thursday, Trump, who denies the sexual encounter ever happened, angrily walked out of the court in a rage, telling reporters, "I'm innocent." Trump's lawyers pushed for a mistrial over the level of tawdry details from Daniels on the witness stand. The judge denied the request. I'm Donna Warder.
More bad weather in the South. The AP's Jennifer King has this.
Residents in the southeast are cleaning up after dangerous storms that spawned tornadoes. The plains in the Midwest were struck earlier in the week. The National Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center cites an enhanced risk for severe weather today from Texas to South Carolina.
You have to be so careful not to step on nails.
Valerie and John Bernhardt of Columbia, Tennessee, picked through the splintered remains that had been their home. Retired pastor Walter Schell says he, his wife, and their two dogs headed for the basement when he received a tornado alert by phone.
Me and my wife staying about 4 inches.
In Tennessee Thursday, a 22-year-old man was killed in a car in Claiborne County. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says a woman in Maury County was killed in a mobile home that was struck by a tornado and thrown several feet into a wooded area. I'm Jennifer King.
The UN says heavy fighting between Israeli troops and Palestinian militants in the Rafah area of Gaza means crucial aid crossings are not accessible. At MIT, police have taken apart a pro-Palestinian tent encampment. At the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, police have been clearing protesters. This is AP News. Countries are still struggling to come up with an agreed-upon plan for how the world might respond to the next pandemic. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
After the devastation of the COVID-19 pandemic, leaders worldwide have vowed to do better next time, but they're still struggling to finalize a global plan. The World Health Organization is overseeing a ninth and final round of talks involving governments, advocacy groups, and others to finalize a pandemic treaty. The accord's aim? Guidelines for how the WHO's 194 member countries might stop future pandemics and better share scarce resources. A final draft of the treaty was meant to be ready Friday, but deep divisions exist, and experts warn there are virtually no consequences for countries that don't comply. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Gas is $3.63 a gallon as you start your weekend. That's down about 3 cents in a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.